This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Was that what that was?
Yeah. I just wanted to test everybody this stress test. Y'all failed or passed. I don't know which one it was. We got 1 hour to go.
I think we passed.
Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. You did, right as I walked in, you did the thing of where you like look both ways. Like, where is he?
The music's playing long enough. I'm going to talk, but I want to reserve it and leave it open for you to talk, obviously. And then we just kind of just went for it. Yeah,
I appreciate you. We got, in case we missed it, coming up in 40 minutes time. Big Weege, overtime with Jake Volnick coming up in 1 hour's time. And would you go to a concert alone?
I can't see myself doing that at this point. Mainly because, and this is the part that's probably going to bother you the most, I don't enjoy concerts that much at this point in life.
Why not?
I'll get drunk and listen to it on Spotify in my deck. It's not what it used to be. I grew up, my mom was in country radio. I went to a million concerts.
That's why you don't know
Pussifer. That's exactly it. That's why I know country, and I don't know. I'm not going to go down that road. The point is...
You didn't want to say the band.
The point is... I just don't like concerts as much as I used to. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's a price. It's gotten expensive to a point that I can't justify it in my head. I don't know, but I don't like them nearly as much as I used to.
So I'm amazed every time I go to a concert how hard it is to have a bad concert. You know, like...
No, what do you mean?
These damn musicians are just so talented. Like, I took risk on, like, I think it was 3 years ago, seeing Lucas Nelson, who I loved his music, but I was like, it was an insanely good show. Steven Wilson Jr., who, I mean, he's part of the Dead Dad gang.
Oh, yeah?
Like, this is a dude who's, like, his first album, half of it is songs about his dad passing away and the impact that it had on him. It's an incredibly emotional album. Phenomenal show. Right? Like, so I guess my Blitzen Trappin', like that is a Blitzen Trapper.
I was going to say, I almost corrected you on it, and I'm like, wait a second, that's your band.
That's like a hippie, a little bit of electro into it, but a lot of like country Americana stuff. They were a phenomenal show. So I'm always blown away by it, but I ask because...
Well, hold on 1 second. I want to make a point on that because for years, like George Strait would just stand up there literally just sing the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like he would not move at all. And then
we
like,
call that the Bob Dylan.
Yeah, like it used to be a thing. Do you think it's better because people have to put more into it if they're going to charge that amount of money? Because I don't think George Strait cares at all about that.
No, I think it is.
Or does he care more?
I think... Okay, so every artist that I just labeled or just named... They're all artists who still have to sing for their supper.
Okay. Well,
like George Strait's passing the coffer around at church because he knows he's going to get you $50 or $100.
That's what I always loved about a Garth Brooks show, though, is that he never had to, but he always did put on a great show. You don't have to.
But like, I should say, which brings me to where we're going to go with this or why I'm asking this question. It is like, I'm so glad you said this, like the bigger bands, like older bands, like Paul McCartney. Guys, you're not going to see Paul McCartney dance all over the stage. You're going because you want to hear him sing whatever version of Hey Jude he can still mustard. right? Like, or mustard, that's a different word. Mm-hmm. But like, so the reason why I ask is, I've never seen AC/DC. And I am an avowed AC/DC fan. I love the Bon Scott stuff. Like, that to me is my AC/DC, because it was cheeky lyrics. It was a lot of energy. And like, two bands that I have not seen yet, or had not seen, that I've always wanted. One was Motorhead. Well, let me rest in peace. Or don't. Rest in riot. That dude's not going to rest in peace.
Okay.
But Lemmy passed away, and I was like, damn, I'm never going to see Motorhead. I mean, the guys from AC/DC, they're in their 70s.
Yeah.
And they're coming to Cleveland about, I think it's 8 days from now. And initially, I'd asked for some tickets through the station, thinking, you got to see him at least once, right? Like, yeah, so Brian Johnson's a great guy, good singer. He's got the bigger hits. They're going to play like three Bon Scott songs, but still, I want to, like, I even respect Brian Johnson. I need to see this, right? So I was like, because I'll find somebody. Somebody's going to go with me. So I found that I could get tickets.
You didn't get them from the station?
No, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Okay. I'm in the process of getting them through the station.
It does matter for the story, because it's not, then you're not investing any money into it.
Okay, but it's still a to-do because it's at the football stadium. So to me, like, if it's like the HOB in town, like, that's okay. That's not a big hassle to get there and back. To watch a game, to watch anything at that stadium is a pain in the ass. Because I'm not paying for parking down there.
It does help, so if you're not paying for it, though.
I'm going to walk there in back.
It's a night. No one's suggesting it's not a night.
Now, I initially was like, so my uncle Mike was like a huge AC/DC fan. So I just assume everybody in my family was.
Yeah.
Because he just inundated us with it. And so I asked my older brother, David. And he's just like, oh, I hate AC/DC. And I was like, it shook me to my core, because I'm like, how can you be Mike Tamba's? I mean, my uncle was like a big brother to all of us. He was absolutely like a big brother to my older brother.
You were thunderstruck, one would say.
Oh, I almost made a joke about a song.
You felt very happy for me there in the moment. You could say that was a genuine smile.
I did. Well, because there's a song that Bon Scott sung called Big Something that I was going to say, that takes big somethings to... I was going to fire an AC/DC song back at you, but the song that I can't say. Not because I can't say it. It's because it's a bad word.
Okay, and then.
I actually probably could say that. Anyway, the point is.
You say a lot more than you used to be able to.
So, Ness, out on AC/DC. Does not want to see a 70-year-old Scottish people, or Scottish people, Australian people. Brian's from London, but the point is, don't want to see 70-year-olds talking about.
Understandable.
Shook me all night long.
Understandable.
I can't find anyone to go with me. No one, none of the people that I would actually want to go to this concert with, mm-hmm. that I've talked to, I'm on seven people now, have told me not doing it. They're just no interest in it. They're old. It's not going to be good. I don't want to go to the stadium. Everybody has a different answer for it.
Seven people.
You realize how deep
some
in the Rolodex.
At some point you start wondering if it's you. I'm glad you feel that way, because I would, if I got to seven people, I'd start to worry about myself for a second.
If I were you, I'd be worried about the seven people, but me personally,
you know that about yourself.
People are like, I want to go to a concert with that fella.
I mean, because there are certain people that, like, I mean, you'd go stand out in a ditch in the middle of nowhere just because you know it's going to be a good time.
See, Ron here saying it's insane. It's been so hard to find people who want to actually go see AC/DC, then he said the song name we can't.
Sounds like Ron is setting himself up for a little hang with you and Ron.
Oh, Ron offered. And now the point is...
Oh, no. You told Ron no?
I'm not telling him no yet, right? But if you put me on blast on air,
you'd rather go solo than go with random Ron.
I love to go to things alone. Like, I'll go to the movie theater alone. Like, I don't have any... But I've just never gone to a rock show alone.
A major concert alone?
Yeah, and this isn't like at the Grog Shop, which is an incredible venue. I'd feel totally comfortable in that environment.
Like, it's not like you talk a ton during a show. You know what I mean?
I'd actually rather...
You don't say anything, really.
There's a part of me that wonders, is this going to be like opening the doors of perception that I'll never want to go back to going to concerts with people? Because I hate, no matter who it is.
You can leave whenever you want to, which is obviously an advantage of doing things by yourself.
You think they're going to play Thunderstruck? What? That you shook me all night long. Like, I hate that conversation. So there's a part
Hell's
of me that's
bells?
Worried.
Hell's bells?
Why did you say that? Like a 70-year-old man.
Because that was...
They're playing Hell's bells, Bobby.
That's how everyone sounds when they're requesting a song.
You are right. Like, there's a part of me that wonders whether I'll hate this or whether it'll just ruin me for any other concert. Because I think I might actually secretly enjoy this.
I think you're going to like it. I do. There's not much of a frame of reference because, like, in the golf world, going solo is one of the best times you can have.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, people love golfing. So there's no problem with golfing solo. And so, because of that, I do things solo from time to time. It's not a big deal.
And maybe it's because
I don't know that I go to a concert, but it's not that I just wouldn't go to concerts in general.
Yeah. And see, like, I love concerts. Even a bad concert, I will enjoy to some degree because I love people watching. So, like, the idea now, the downside is I do not want to pay $20 a beer while being by myself, because then I won't have anyone to complain about. That's the real reason why I like going to concerts. They'll be like, $20 for a beer. I'll be like, I know, I'm so pissed.
It's only a 16-ounce or two.
I'll take four of them. But no, I'm really struggling with this one. Because here's the thing.
I think you should go with Ron.
Now that I've thought about it, yeah, I know what you're doing.
What?
Now
that I've,
you're putting me on the spot, trying to make me a bad guy to Ron one way or another.
I think Ron. I think that's great.
Yeah, yeah. I think he shows up.
He's, you know, he just talks about how much he loves the show. I think it's a good time, and then you guys just kind of bond, and you got a new buddy in Ron.
Anybody hear what the inference in JP's voice?
Inferences,
as if those things would be bad.
Inferences sounds like I'm setting you up for a great night.
Mm.
Maybe Ron buys you some nachos and you know, like a.
We're not going on a date.
Well, no, but you got the tickets, so maybe he gets you like nachos. Maybe he buys you one of those $20 beers. I don't know what kind of spender Ron is.
I mean, this again. That now you're setting it up in a way that now I'm uncomfortable to go with Ron because of the way you're setting.
I think you'd rather go with Ron than. Why don't you invite Mac to the show?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know about that. No.
Oh, Mac doesn't want to go. Mac's number eight now. Mac just denied you.
No, out of anything, like, I like AC/DC. I don't love AC/DC, so I don't know if, you know, I don't want to ruin your experience with the show, that, especially with concerts.
That's a very kind. It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
That's what he just did there. Okay, here's the thing. I don't know I'd like going to a concert with Mac.
Why is that?
Because I don't like going to a concert with a fair amount of people. Golfing and concerts, it's like Vanessa, my boy Jeremy, my boy Hacksaw, my boy Dan, my best friend Nate.
Yeah, seven people, so we got to get to seven on this list.
Oh, no. I asked people that I think I would have a miserable time going.
Oh, really?
Like, well, my brother, I'd go with any one of my brothers, so that's three people.
I think
solo might have to be dead. This is disappointing.
It might have to be your play. Solo just might have to be your play. Sorry, Ron. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, good save there. 216-474-0092. Have you gone to a concert alone? Because I'm just curious. Like I actually, because I have a house full of life, right? Three girls, a beautiful wife, and now two cats, a dog. Like I have so much that just getting some time away is a very useful thing for me. It's why I'm more often than not solo golf. I wonder if I won't be able to contain my annoyance with other people, though, if I don't have someone to complain with.
I mean, there is something, even within solo golf, when you hit a great shot and you hit it to, you know, within 5 feet or something, you'd kind of wish somebody was around to see that. You know, well, what if Hell's Bells is just awesome that night with AC/DC? You'd love to turn around and be like, wasn't that great? That's why we came. That's why I parked and spent the $20 on the beer. That was it right there. There's advantages both ways.
216-474-0092. Would you go to a concert by yourself?
Oh, we got people lining up to go to the concert with you.
I mean, that's clearly, that was going to happen. Would you guys go, okay, if it was JP instead of me, would you still go to the AC/DC show with JP as opposed to me? 216-474-0092. More to come on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.